Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3137. Along with Steve the Throw Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, who sucks less? The word goes into the future and back in time. Get ready to play profile this. Plus headlines, a men's room shout of the day, phoneable listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click back.
You're going to jump. All right, here we go. Oklahoma man sat in jail for 15 years because of 45 grams of powdered milk. Meanwhile, a Hollywood actor is posing as a lingerie scout and realizes his plan is not as smooth as silk. Iowa man whips it out in Dollar General attempting to turn lady on with her son. Washington woman caught on camera stealing extremely large novelty toy, looking to have a little fun. And Florida man admits to eating nothing but Kraft Velveetas and cheese shells for 17 years. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a recent survey revealed that 31% of us have accidentally ended a phone call by saying, I love you. To someone that we should not have said that to, like a boss, customer service agent. It's a mistake. Mistakes happen. For example, a man in Bremerton, Washington was mistaken for a real vampire by his crazy roommate. Well, the crazy roommate accused him of being a vampire and then attempted to beat him to death with a metal pole. Which is ridiculous, of course, because everyone knows that to kill a vampire, you simply drive a wooden stake through their heart. But again, mistakes happen. Take Mr. Cody Gregg of Oklahoma City. He was busted for cocaine possession with intent to distribute. This after the cops found about 50 grams of powder in a coffee can. Fast forward a few months, he was released from prison because the cocaine was actually powdered milk. Look, mistakes happen. Maybe you thought something was something, and it turns out that you were incredibly wrong. The people eating fish and chips in England didn't know they were eating endangered shark until very recently. So today, this is sad but true. Trust me, we have more of these stories. Today, this is what we would like to know. Who or what did you think it was? And what did it turn out to be?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Over toes and away we go. Welcome to show number 3137. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as once again the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve the Thrill Hill, you bring us three terrible stories from the news each and every week. Again, we always say, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you find these things. Who knew there was so much bad news out there? But either way, you bring us three stories, and it's up to us to determine, out of the three, which are normally pretty horrible, which of the three suck the least. Now, how are we looking this week on Who Sucks Less?
Once again, it is tough to find bad people doing bad things, but I found them. But I would say that this is more pedestrian, just stupid. This is unnecessary. Mm-hmm. You're not the worst person in the world, but you know better.
Sure. And the return of the word is coming up as we'll go to the future and back in time with some words. We've got some new words that were just added to the Oxford English Dictionary. They are not nearly as entertaining as a generator on Merriam-Webster. It's called the time traveler. What you do is you put in your birth year, and from there you find out some of the words that came out that particular year.
Uh-huh.
And what it will... What it will definitely do is make you feel a hell of a lot older than you really are. So what I did was I took the liberty to go through all of our birth date years and then from there determine some of these words that came out the year that you were born just to prove how old you really are.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I hope I've got this right. Steve, you were born in 1969.
Yeah, you're 69, baby, yeah.
Are you ready for this one, Ted? Try to contain yourself, all right? 1969. Introduced into the English language.
This kills me.
Bubble gum. Bubble gum?
That's
bubble
what I said.
Gum, Ted. As in bubble gum. Like the stuff you chew.
What were they chewing before?
They were chewing
nothing,
gum.
Nothing, apparently.
Gum. This is bubble gum to blow bubbles with.
Right. So not Wrigley's Spearmint.
Right. This is when you have a blow pop. When you blow a bubble. Big league chew you can blow a bubble with. Hubba bubba.
I feel less old. I feel more
bubble
like this.
Freaking gum, man.
You're welcome for me introducing bubble gum to you. You're welcome.
Okay. I have my age as 1970. The term that was just introduced in 1970, wow, erectile dysfunction.
Oh, hey.
Erectile dysfunction.
I bring you bubble gum, you bring erectile dysfunction.
How old is Ted in 1980? The new term, it was crazy. Voicemail.
Wow.
Voicemail.
All right.
Voicemail. You can
don't act like you feel good about that.
I feel better than ED over there.
Yeah.
I think bubblegum's worse, bro.
Robin, you were born in 1985, correct? The word that was introduced to the English language in 1985, the N-word. The N-word.
Like that one?
No, like as in the N-word. Not as in...
Like the phrase.
The correct.
So the cleaned up, quote-unquote, version the, of
as
the
in
horrific
white
version.
People say
also,
it.
Premenstrual dysphoric disorder, and who could forget a good old crack house? That was 1985.
Thank you, Robin.
What a year.
You brought
and,
crack in a nice way to say a slur.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, 1990 is what I got you at. I'm pretty sure that's right. Isn't that right, 1990? That was when you were born?
Jesus
okay.
God.
1990 brought us the World Wide Web.
Ooh,
that is
Mike brings technology.
Yeah. More of that coming up with a word as we will go into the future and back in time. Of course, we'll drink and tell us with a shout of the day, another round of profile this. And today we talk about a little bit of mistaken identity is our question. Who or what did you think it was and what did it turn out to be? And we'll start with this story. After nearly 2 months in the Oklahoma County Jail, Cody Gregg, he'd had enough. And so the 29-year-old pleaded guilty to cocaine possession with the intent to distribute in a bid to get out of that jail. Now, he was sentenced last Tuesday to a 15-year prison term, but by Friday, his case had been dismissed and he was a free man. What changed over those 3 days? Lab tests came in and showed the cocaine was really powdered milk.
Uh-huh.
Per court documents, Gregg was arrested late on August the 12th in Oklahoma City. The Oklahoman reports the homeless man was riding a bicycle without rear lights in the dark. Police attempted
a
to
homeless
stop him,
guy. Huh.
But he allegedly sped off, ditched the bike, and then continued by foot. Sounds to me like he stole the bike.
Probably.
That's probably what he's thinking. This is someone else's
bike.
A can
full of coffee creamer.
When the police managed to apprehend him and search his backpack, they found a bag of white powder inside of a coffee can. The paper cites a police affidavit stating the arresting officer believed the powder to be cocaine based on my training and experience.
You need better at both, brother.
Someone needs to take you to a party, my man.
I mean, good God.
You don't know the difference between powdered milk and cocaine?
You know what? I would like to sell to you. I know that's horrible, but I'm going to sell you powdered milk and top notch.
Yeah, 45 grams of powdered milk, not cocaine. The lab test showed it wasn't cocaine at all. Gregg reportedly told the judge the milk powder was given to him by a food pantry. And they say that the jail he was trying to get out of via his plea has been plagued with issues including overcrowding, chronic mold, and an unusually high suicide rate for decades.
Did the cop use the tester, too?
I think he just said based on his training and his previous experience.
His training's garbage. cocaine powder melt.
Plus,
I'm
how
not
many
saying
grams
I would
was
know.
It?
50. So
my training tells me that a homeless dude's not going to have 50 grams
thank you.
Of powdered cocaine
right.
on him.
We go now to the world of sports. Having already seen an off-season worth of hype melt away with four losses, this is not me, this is from Howie Cussoy, who goes into his tirade here. The Cleveland Browns now face a battle against fan Eric Smith, who is filing a lawsuit against the team after being mistakenly identified as pouring a beer on a Tennessee Titans player and banned from First Energy Stadium. Smith is seeking a public retraction from the Browns as well as financial damages, according to his attorney, who spoke with ESPN.com during the Browns' Week 1 loss to the Titans, which was a blowout. The Tennessee defensive back known as Logan Ryan was soaked with beer in Cleveland's dog pound section. Smith reportedly was not in attendance and was working as a DJ at a wedding that day. Now keep in mind, these are good seats. You were in the dog pound, mm-hmm. which means more than likely you're two or three rows away from the field.
They're not good seats because you only see the Browns.
You do only
you're
see the Browns.
You're close to the field.
However, this is a season that had much hype. All these acquisitions, all the talk going on in Cleveland about the football team. You have great seats. This is the first game of the year,
mm-hmm.
and you're DJing a wedding. So that had to suck for him already. Like, the day was
already a bad day.
And then the team gets blown out. You know what I mean? Not only do you not go to the game, but you need the $500 or $1,000 or whatever that is. So you do the DJ thing. They make good money doing that. I mean, I can see why the guy turned it down.
Right. He's got to work. And the first game of the year is the end of the summer. There's probably a lot of weddings going on.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
According to the complaint.
That's a really angry groom.
For the Browns.
I told you not to pick this date,
I'm
Ryan.
Like, oh,
I live in Cleveland. There's nothing here except the hype on the Browns. And here I am marrying you when I can be at the game.
You want to talk about a lot of people on their cell phones during the actual ceremony. During the reception, people popping out into the bar. Small crowd around the television. People cussing at this game. According to the complaint.
We did it at my buddy's wedding.
Just kept popping out to catch scores.
Well, yeah, because University of Maryland was playing, and a bunch of us wanted to see it, so we found a TV in a room. We were all drinking in there for about an hour and a half.
Just kind of quietly
you
disappeared.
Have to. Yeah. You
yeah.
have to.
Yeah. According to the complaint, the Browns privately did apologize to Smith and then issued a statement that they had not explicitly identified the individual involved.
Obviously.
Or taken any former action of punishment. The Browns, however, declined comment through a team spokesman. And one more, which is just kind of funny, but maybe you've done this, maybe you haven't. Have you ever been on a call with someone and just accidentally said, love you, at the end? Even though you were talking to someone who you probably wouldn't say that to. Like you said to a random friend or a customer service agent or your boss. According to a new survey, it's actually pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
31% of people admit they've accidentally ended a call by saying love you to someone they should not have said that to. Younger people are more likely to do it than other people. 42% of people under 24 say they've done it, as of 38% of people under 34, and 35% of people under 44. Has anyone done this before?
I don't have the capacity to love, so no. But like I said before, I would still say that people understand if you say that, like, hey, love mm-hmm. you. It's funny, but they get it. But I'd said to Miles earlier, that's better than if you're one of those guys, and tonight you're going to get up on that, right?
Right,
like,
right.
Oh, sorry, boss.
Well, sometimes
sorry.
I have done both.
Yeah.
I have said I love you to the wrong person.
Okay, that's fair. Mm-hmm.
And then a mutual friend of Miles and I am friends with this person. I didn't have their phone number,
okay.
and their phone number showed up, and it was very close to maybe somebody else I was texting.
Oh, no.
They got a very, very raunchy late-night text.
Okay. A little bit of mistaken identity.
Oh,
remember,
my God.
Do you remember the
I mean,
context?
This was like a year ago. I still feel bad about
How
it.
How bad was it?
It
Were you making a request, or were you telling them what's going to happen?
Like 1 a.m.
Okay.
So you weren't ordering a pizza.
No.
Okay. Do you remember?
He wanted some pie.
Is there any small detail that you could give us to give us a clue?
I mean, just your simple drunk booty call. Like, hey, do you want to stop by? And then.
Yeah, but you could say for sex, that's not the end of the world, but it's like.
Right. It was more explicit than that.
That's okay. the point I'm making.
Yes.
All right.
I thought it was sending it to a number I was familiar
How
with.
How detailed was it? Like, was it about what the
there was
act
one,
was?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. So we know that your specific act was...
So, a specific act. Now, was this a specific act that if you sent this to me by accident, I'm reading this. It's not only a specific act that you were requesting, but did you put because this person is particularly good at it.
Or are you the one who's doing the act?
Right.
No, I basically just said, hey, do you want to come over and...
All right. And did you get a response?
Yes, horribly. And the next morning, I was like, oh, my God, I am so sorry. So sorry. And they laughed about it. And we're still friends. It's just awkward.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I had one.
Do that thing you do with the ice cubes, Mama.
I feel much better now because I was like,
yeah, I've never done that.
I did one about just awful. Oh my God, I don't even know if I want to say it. Anyway, okay, moving on.
That's terrible.
No, hang on now.
All right, all right. So it's probably been about at this point in time. I've been separated, divorced from my first wife for like a year or two, or maybe we were just going through the divorce. I can't remember what the deal was.
But you weren't together.
We were not together by any stretch of the imagination. We had moved on, way on, you know what I mean? And we're talking about finalizing something, or it was a lawyer crap or whatever, you know. It's just one of those crappy conversations that you don't want to have in life, but you got to have one of those conversations. And I'm just pissed off, and I'm sure she is too, and the whole thing's just crap, you know. And so it's like, all right, yeah, well, let me know what he says. Love you. No, I don't love you. Goodbye.
No, I don't.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was just, it'd been so common for a decade.
I like that you added. No,
I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. I take it back.
And love is gone.
Yeah.
Love is gone.
Right.
I'm full of hate and bile.
It's just stupid. I just couldn't believe it came out of my mouth.
And my memory, you're a salamander now.
It was not even the right context of right. conversation to say that.
No,
I didn't mean that. That was a lie. It was all a lie. Like, it's just like, oh my God, am I so stupid?
I feel worse for Ted.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that right now. I'm
still trying to think. Could you write down who you accidentally
texted? I think I know who it is.
I can't remember. Is it a male or a female?
Oh, it's a female.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh! Oh! Mm-hmm. Oh!
To a female?
Oh! Mm-hmm.
Dude, I thought of... Oh,
you don't know her. Stop looking, Mike.
Oh, no!
Luckily, she's a very nice person.
Wow! Okay, see, that's a game changer, man.
Oh, no, yeah, I sent it to another female. Right. Here was the deal. We went to a surprise party, so now surprise. This person was in my phone.
Yeah.
So generally, most phones that I text a lot, I have saved.
Sure.
That might have been a booty call. I had not saved. These numbers were very close. It was
just an accident. It was an accident.
I thought it was doing, dude.
Right.
No.
Because you instantly know, hey, Ted, this is the wrong person.
It's like, what kind of friend of mine is it?
No.
Did she definitively know that it was not intended for her?
Yes.
Oh, she did. So right away, she knew.
Oh, I don't do that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't do that thing you request.
Like, hey, Ted, this is blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, you're just like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Did not mean that.
You're just watching.
Tell your husband I said hello.
You're just watching three blinking dots going, what are they coming
back with? Right is typing.
What are they coming back with? Why is this typing taking so long? The three dots have been going on for minutes.
The one time a chick couldn't leave me on read?
The dots are still blinking. Wonder what she's saying.
I don't think I got invited to that birthday this year.
Who or what did you think it was, and what did it turn out to be? 844-999-OLA.
Ted, your story's so much worse. I did not know that detail.
Oh, it is as bad as
the three dots are still blinking.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So... back in 92, I took a friend of mine. I was living down in Seattle, and I took a friend of mine that had been living up in Darrington in a cabin for a while out to Pioneer Square with my roommate. And so we went down to Pioneer Square, and I was on a date with a gal from work, and we're drinking and partying on a Pioneer Square. And then my friend came over to me that I invited down from Darrington, and he goes, hey, let's go out to the car and smoke up. So I'm like, great. And so he had a chick with him, right? Tight dress, good looking in the bar. We get out to the car. He's sitting in the back seat. I'm sitting in the front with my date. And next thing I know, they're making out in the back seat really hard. Well, her friend, who was a drag queen, had come up to the car and was talking with my roommate and expressed the fact that my friend was making out with someone who had a package down below.
And he don't work for Amazon. Do you know what I'm saying, player?
And he didn't work for Amazon. It was pre-Amazon. And so we finish the night. We go back. He wakes up because he'd been drinking hard. Woke up the next day and we go, do you know that person you were making out with last night was a dude? And he's like, he tried to avoid the question. He's like, I don't care. They were a good kisser.
Yeah, hey. I was enjoying myself. He was enjoying his.
I thought I was wearing the rim of hand up her thigh.
Guy's not out.
I was blew it off. I was blew it off, man.
Exactly. Whoa.
He didn't come back down from Darrington for a while. So.
Yeah, I doubt.
How was the big city?
I don't want to talk about it.
Did you leave a bar review there on Yelp?
Yeah.
I've been in an after-hours club where my buddy had just like, hey, just so you know that
is somebody transitioning, like not just a girl.
Which is like, I don't care.
I honestly, at first, I was like, just get out of here.
Right. Come on.
Me?
Next morning.
Right.
You're right.
It's the infamous night I showed up to a club at 3:30 in the morning, at 3 in the morning, in a pimp suit with a Boy Scout.
Oh, that's right, man. I mean,
I think I met you earlier that day.
Later.
Yeah. Oh, the next morning I met you.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was still in the Boy Scout outfit.
Yep.
You're dressed as a pimp with someone dressed as a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You're
begging for it.
We were giving off the wrong vibe.
I mean, come on.
Who or what did you think it was, and what did it turn out to be? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
We head to the men's room on Facebook. Michelle says, was at the store with my mom. She was behind me checking out some clothing. I turn around and she's picked up this heinous dress. Quote, there's no effing way you would wear that thing ever. Then I made eye contact with a woman to realize my mom had moved on to the next aisle. That from Michelle. Our question, who or what did you think it was, and what did it turn out to be? 844-999-OLA.
We got another one similar to that that says, I accidentally said I love you to my boss. Now, at the time, he was a loan officer, and it got really awkward for both of us when he instinctively responded with, I love you too. Then there was silence. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room. Joe,
he's almost there.
He's getting there.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
First, I want to say hot lead and drink drunk.
You really bring the fire when you say that. I don't know whether to drink drunk or not.
Well, this may or may not be the head writer.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Would you get put on some Quaaludes?
It's been about 3 years.
Yes, it has.
Are you in the hospital? No, IVs in your neck? Why do you sound so subdued?
Are you dying?
I had my first treatment today.
How did it go?
Ish.
Okay.
That says
what
it
do you just feel
and like? I am not on team high because I do not smoke the devil's lettuce. But from what I've heard, there's a strain out there called Gorilla Glue number 5.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that smoke it, I would recommend it.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you got a pretty good voucher for it just right now.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing lovely, sir.
Yeah. And, Ted, I know I emailed you, but congratulations on your nationals.
That's a big win out of those. Mm-hmm.
Joe, you send in emails? How come you never send me one?
Well, I don't want to. Don't I bug you guys enough?
No, I haven't got one from you in weeks. Well, that's probably because you're going through all that crap.
Or years.
No. Okay, Joe. Yeah. So who or what did you think it was, and what did it turn out to be?
Well, when I was in high school, I think I was 17 and my brother was 14, but I used to drive him around. And we came home one day, and our mom was sitting on the porch, and she had red eyes, and she was crying. And we were like, oh, God. That's never a good sign.
No.
You know, you think, who died? Or something like that. So we get out of the car, and we're like, Mom, what's going on? And my mom's not very street smart.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I love her to death, but she's not very street smart. And we're like, Mom, what's going on? And she opens her hand, and she's like, okay, be honest. Are you guys smoking pot? And she opens her hand, and she has a handful of those, you know those tiny things that you throw on the concrete that pop?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Poppers.
Yeah. And she thought they were little tiny joints.
Now, get out of here. You showed her real quick that's not what it was at all, right?
No, well, what I did, and she really thought that we were smoking those little tiny joints. So what I did was I grabbed one, and we had a concrete porch thing. So I grabbed one, and I threw it right next to her, and it popped. So me and my brother just laughed and walked right past her.
It's cracked then, isn't it?
I knew it was cracked.
We were just cracking up.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Were you smoking weed at the time? And I don't mean at the moment you're talking to your mother, but I mean at the age of 17.
Oh, of course. Of course we were. Yes, of course.
So if your mom had not opened her hands to reveal the poppers, would you have answered honestly and said, yeah, Mom, I'm sorry, I've been smoking pot?
No, hell no.
Okay, yeah. Played like a true 17-year-old.
It was freaking hilarious. But still.
Did you ever end up smoking weed with your mom?
Oh, no. Okay. God, my mom, no.
That's weird.
Yeah, we were smoking weed at the time. But, no, it was just really, really funny. So, anyways, and, so one of these days I'll email you guys.
Because I never have an email.
I don't either.
From Jolly Joe.
I can't even imagine what that would be like.
My man is high.
Yes, he is. It's just like, geez, a wisp. It must have been one hell of a treatment today.
Yes, I think that's treatment and weed.
Yes.
Who or what did you think it was, and what did it turn out to be? 844-999. Hold on, your call's coming up here in seconds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.